We're gonna walk inside. He gets what's up, put the food on my plate, and some coke in my cup. Our food segment this week is a little anthropological. I mean, it's fair to say that every mom has a signature dish, or dad, depending on who cooks the food. Every table, every neighborhood, every family has a signature dish. You could probably scale that up to say every city has a signature meal. And SiriusEats.com are kicking off a new series, definitely taking this into consideration, where they're looking at the best foods from all 50 states, signature foods, regional foods, foods that you might not find anywhere else in the country. And if you could, they wouldn't be as good as the original. Their first edition of this series focuses on the Northeast from Maine to West Virginia. In subsequent editions at SiriusEats.com, which we're going to be featuring on The Takeaway in the coming months, we're going to take a culinary tour of the rest of the country. Is it true if you just blindfolded yourself and walked straight out your door and across the United States, could you tell where you were simply by eating the food in the various places? Ed Levine, founder of SiriusEats.com, what do you think? Can you get across the United States just on your taste alone?
I have. You know, it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. And I think you actually can. And what's interesting is that no matter where you go, whether it's, you know, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Florida, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, you'll always find something that the locals have embraced in a way that is curious to outsiders, because you go, well, wait, how is that special? What, is that seriously delicious? But somehow, to those people, it's emblematic of something really special. And that's how, you know, sort of regional foods are perpetuated.
Sure. Well, folks, do you hear where we're going with this here? You know, there's a food in your neighborhood, right, in your state, some sort of regional neighborhood cuisine that you want to tell us about. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Now, Ed Levine of SiriusEats.com, some of these are obvious. Maple syrup, Vermont. Okay, duh. But there are some obscure ones that I think are of most interest to me.
Sure. Like, how about pepperoni rolls in West Virginia?
So, first of all, what is a pepperoni roll?
It's essentially a version of what New York pizzeria frequenters would. It's like a calzone. Essentially, it's a roll that has pepperoni bits in it and a little bit of sauce, usually.
But makers of calzone would go, what is this?
Right. This is crazy. And what's interesting about a lot of these regional foods, it's sort of the result of a collision between an ethnic group and some kind of workplace necessity.
Interesting. Well, okay, ethnic group meets workplace necessity. I am holding in my hands coffee time coffee syrup. From what part of the country is this?
This is Rhode Island's finest.
Indeed, from Lincoln, Rhode Island.
And it is so popular and so much a part of Rhode Island's culinary tradition that they have it on tap at the Brown dining hall.
At Brown University. So this is called coffee milk, and I've got some milk, and what I do is I just dump this into my milk.
Yes, it's coffee syrup, essentially. You can all it's
coffee flavoring.
Yeah, it's
forget
not
the coffee.
Clear, by the way, that there's any coffee in the coffee flavoring.
Yeah, in fact,
it's
in
probably
the ingredients,
way down on the ingredient list.
It's not even there, bud. It's not even there.
It's terrifying. So,
all right, well, while I stir this around and get up enough courage to actually drink it, give me another food.
Oh my God! I mean, think about Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania, everyone talks about the cheesesteak, and I was just in Philadelphia, and although there are chefs now sort of elevating the cheesesteak using a great roll and aged Conte cheese instead of the cheese that is the cheesesteak cheese of choice, which is Cheese Whiz.
So if I'm putting Wisconsin aged cheddar on my cheesesteak, I'm a loser.
You're not a loser. I think that's overstating the case. You're just not adhering to tradition.
When did the first cheesesteak emerge in Pennsylvania with that Cheese Whiz on top of it?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was it came out of the Italian American community of South Philly.
It's Pat and Harry Olivieri at their Philadelphia hot dog stand in 1930. Okay,
exactly.
I'm doing your job for you, bud. Now look, I'm drinking this coffee milk. It's actually decent.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but it does have sort of this idea.
Does it taste like coffee?
Well, if you hung around after your mom had left the table and left her coffee cup there with all the sugar in it, and you actually had the nerve to drink that, it tastes sort of like that might taste.
Yeah, and but it's interesting because we've all had coffee milk in our lives because of the situation you just described, right? I mean,
that's right.
When we all tasted coffee.
Exactly. Somebody in Rhode Island said, you know, we ought to bottle this.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because if you consider, you know, New York and the bagel, you know, there are things that are just so closely identified with a place.
Well, let's go down some of the places that we got. Vermont maple syrup, of course. We've got New Haven style pizza for Connecticut. We've got lobster roll in Maine. We've got pork rolls in New Jersey. We've got crab cakes in Maryland, right? Delaware?
Right. Delaware, it's kind of, I couldn't think, you know, when we did our research, could you think of anything? I even talked about
saltwater taffy.
Delaware.
I was thinking saltwater taffy, may along the beach.
Yeah, but it's hard to come up with. Yeah, yes, there is saltwater taffy. There's a really robust burger culture and a hot dog culture in Delaware.
But you went with blue crab.
Yeah, we went with blue crabs because it was actually something that when we did our research, people.
Well,
nobody's
going to argue with you, Len. I think you're good, Ed. Ed Levine is the founder of SiriusEats.com, touring the Northwest or Northeast to find regional foods favorites in states. 877-8 My Take with yours, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm drinking my coffee milk. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley without coffee milk. This is The Takeaway.